You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
October the 3rd of 2024. The time is 9:07. It is a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies, 53 degrees. Still calm conditions, though I see a little bit of a flicker of the leaves that are outside our studio, but still a beautiful start here as we get closer and closer to the weekend. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page on Facebook.com, and be able to tune us in that way as well. We would also love for you to be part of the show by giving us a call or sending us a text. A couple of ways of doing that. Number one, the best way to do it would be to open up the Civic Media app, bring up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then just click the text button or click the call button and join us that way. But if you just want to dial us up, there is a number that works both for a call or a text. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour at 9:34, we'll have a conversation with DC Everest senior running back Blake Bankston. He was a guest last night on the Big High School Sports Show. Going to share a part of that conversation with you. Blake Bankston is having a fantastic season for the DC Everest Evergreens. DC Everest is 5-1. They have won 5 games in a row. They are heading to Chippewa Falls for a big game coming up tomorrow night. But and running for more than 900 yards already this season has been Blake Bankston. In fact, just yesterday, WISSports.net announced semifinalists for their senior football awards. And in different positional categories, Wisconsin Sports Network gives out awards. And they give out an award titled the Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch Award. And the Crazy Legs Hirsch Award is given annually to the state's top senior running back. And among the state semifinalists is Blake Bankston of DC Everest. In fact, as I look at the semifinalists, see a couple of players from Central Wisconsin, Bankston and also Paxton Rothmeyer of Medford, but really everybody else from other areas of the state. So an outstanding accomplishment already for Blake Bankston, and we'll hear that part of that conversation with Blake Bankston coming up at 9:34 this morning. Also coming up at the end of the show, we will have our daily history lesson, let you know about events that occurred on this date in history, October the 3rd, also celebrity birthdays, events that are being acknowledged today, and more. Again, that is coming up at the final segment of the program. And as also part of that segment, we have our daily number of the day quiz. Our number of the day quiz. We give Ian Welsh 3 choices. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. And that's what he's done so far this week. He's got one out of three, 33%. But that means he still has work to do in order to have a passing week and,
yes, I do.
And some real work to do if you want to have a true winning week. Mm-hmm. And that is the voice you just heard of Ian Welsh. I have not had a proper introduction yet this morning to our in-studio engineer and producer. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad. Yeah, it's one, a busy first hour.
I know. One out of three, though. That's satisfactory.
That's a solid.
That's a C.
C in my book.
Yep, that is a C. But you have some work to do.
Yes, I do.
You got to get, if you get one of the final two right, you have a passing week.
But
a C plus.
Both of them right.
Yes.
Want to go for an A minus.
Well, the three out of five would be more of a.
Two out of three is a B.
Three out of five, two out of five is a C plus.
Yeah, two out of five C plus.
Three out of five would be a B.
A B, yeah.
Four out of five is
solid A, and then five out of five is an A plus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you get two out of five. We're not gonna shame you in any way, but we expect more because you're.
Absolutely,
you know,
I can always do better. What is the topic for today's?
All right.
Anyway?
All righty. So. The topic of our number for the day quiz is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, boy. That could be.
O.J. Simpson.
A wide variety.
It could be. It could be. O.J. Simpson is the topic of the number for the day quiz. So,
I'm going to have to do some serious thinking on that one.
Well, it's actually, I think it's kind of an interesting number.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that coming up at the end of the program.
Nice.
All right, as we get towards the end of the work week again, the weather continues to cooperate. We're expecting plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will still be above normal. In fact, today we're expecting the high temperature to get close to 70 degrees. The sunshine will continue right throughout the weekend, with the exception of maybe Saturday night, as we try to get some much-needed rain, according to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. So, again, you have plenty of opportunities to get out there and enjoy the weather, as again, it's October. October, you start to think maybe it's going to start to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
And up to this point, it has not. Do you have any plans coming up this weekend?
Well, let's see.
Other than coming and helping us out with Sully's college football page from 9 to 11 a.m. coming up on Saturday morning.
Not really too much on Saturday. However, on Sunday, my family and I are actually doing something very exciting. We'll be going to Madison, to the Overture Center in Madison, as we have tickets for a very special show. We're going to see Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Wow.
Live.
Wow. Normally, you know, when you start talking, I'm saying, that's going to be whatever. It's going to be okay. That is a big wow.
Yeah,
that is that show I've heard is just fantastic. And
I've always seen them in the movies. I've never seen them live in person.
This would be a great show. Yeah, they've been doing this touring of their two-man show for a number of years now, and the reviews are just fantastic. In fact, I read Steve Martin's book called The Born Standing Up, and he's had such an interesting career.
He really has.
He first started back in the late 60s working at Disneyland. He would do some shows there, basically part of, you know, the entertainment down there. Then he had an opportunity. He had a friend who knew somebody who worked for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Mm-hmm. And he became a writer for the Smothers Brothers for a year. And then all of a sudden he went off and started a stand-up career, and it did not blow up right away. He had to work hard. He went around the country, very small comedy settings. And then all of a sudden in the mid-70s, he just exploded. He became the number one stand-up in the world. And then
awesome.
He stopped doing the stand-up. He became an actor. He stopped stand-up at the peak, where he was packing stadiums. I mean, he was that big. And he became an actor, and he had many, many successful roles as an actor. And then he hasn't done many movies in a long time. He had a funny line. He said, you know, someone had asked him, well, have you lost interest in doing movies? And he said, well, the movies lost interest in me before I started losing the interest in doing movies. But now he's done, TV, and then he started doing this two-man show with Marty Short, and it's just been incredible. I mean, just fantastic reviews. I got to say, I am so envious of you and your family going down to Madison on Sunday to see Steve Martin and Martin Short. I mean, that is going to be fantastic. So when you do get back, you're going to be off on Monday, so we have to wait till Tuesday to get a full report on exactly what you see.
All the details.
So where's this again at?
This would be at the Overture Center in Madison.
Wow. Oh, man.
So it's in the big theater.
Fantastic stuff. I
have no idea where our seats are, so I have no idea where we're sitting.
I'm sure it's going to be, no matter where you are, it's going to be well worthwhile. And again, that's terrific. Again, taking advantage of that show coming to the state of Wisconsin. And again, just simply fantastic stuff. But it reminds me, because you're going to be involved in a production just over a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
With the Owosso Community Theater. Again, it is called A Night at the Cabaret. It's going to have some performances, but also a three-course meal, a silent auction, and more. Ian Welsh will be one of the performers.
Yes, I will. I'm wondering
if he's going to be as good as the meal will be. I mean, you got to be better than the meal. That's your goal there, to be that good.
I will do my best.
But the thing about it is that in order to know how many meals that they're going to have ordered up and prepared, there's a deadline of tomorrow to sign up and get your tickets for that.
That's correct.
The ticket deadline is coming up, and you want to have it done by tomorrow, by Friday, and they can be purchased through a link you can get at the Owosso Community Theater Facebook page. You can go to their website, which is owossocommunitytheater.org. But again, and I know that you have a very special piece of work that you're going to be debuting coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to be performing a song from the Goosebumps musical called My Story, which is based on the Goosebumps book, Phantom of the Auditorium, loosely based on the popular musical, The Phantom of the Opera. So a little bit of a spooky theater in there.
Very, very good. So
perfect for the month of October.
So again, if you want to see Ian and so many other great performers, check out the Owosso Community Theater Facebook page and website and order those tickets for A Night at the Cabaret on Friday evening, October the 18th at the Great Dane in Owosso. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk a little bit about Tommy Thompson coming up. I'm disappointed in our former governor. We're going to talk about that straight ahead. Almost 9:19 on this Thursday morning. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. On Friday night, it's homecoming for the Owosso West High School football team. The Warriors will play host to Marshfield in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Owosso West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Owosso West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Owosso West hosting Marshfield in high school football. Live, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Earlier this morning, we started the show off talking to Up North News host Pat Kreitlow. And one of the things I brought up was Tommy Thompson. And to be honest, I'm not confused on how I feel about Tommy Thompson's full-throated endorsement of Donald Trump. I am confused on how to go about talking about it, in a sense. Because if you're somebody out there right now who is either on the fence or somebody that at this point is thinking that they're going to vote for Donald Trump, part of what I would like to do is to make you think a little bit about that. At the very least, consider that maybe that's the wrong choice here in 2024. And for me to come on and to start saying the things I'm really thinking when it comes to Tommy Thompson probably wouldn't help in that ultimate cause. But I am so disturbed by Thompson's actions. Earlier this week, he was introducing Donald Trump in Dane County. A couple of weeks ago, Civic Media provided a lot of coverage from Idea Fest in Madison. Every year, Idea Fest is where the Capital Times newspaper brings in a lot of political figures and thinkers and authors and have discussions. And one of the people that was part of Idea Fest in Madison a couple of weeks ago was former Governor Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson's been involved in politics for 5 decades. And the things he said during Idea Fest actually make, you know, sense based on what we know of Tommy Thompson over the years. What doesn't, again, make a lot of sense to me outside of the fact that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president is the fact that Tommy Thompson would be a full-throated supporter of this man. Because there have been other Republicans who have said, we've gone far enough down this road. We need to think differently. We need to turn this vehicle around. Paul Ryan is a very conservative man, but he is not out there full-throatedly talking about Donald Trump being returned to the White House. And during Idea Fest, Thompson said that he wants, one of the reasons, he said he noted, and this was from Civic Media website and a news story from a couple of weeks ago, Thompson noted his support for Trump was in part a push to urge his own party to work across the aisle to tackle the serious problems facing Wisconsin and the United States as a whole. How does supporting Donald Trump lead to bipartisan agreement when Donald Trump hates anybody that doesn't get down on their knees to support him? At various points of the evening, and maybe Tommy Thompson was telling these folks at Idea Fest things he thought they wanted to hear. Because if you say things such as endorsing a range of ideas that might strike the uninitiated as out of character for a Republican, well, I'm sure he's not talking about this stuff with Donald Trump. He said during this Idea Fest interview, proposing converting a state prison into a university to give inmates a path to success after incarceration. That's not something Donald Trump would ever be interested in. Mm-mm. Hiring retired judges to retry cases within the correctional system with the hope of reducing sentences and freeing people earlier. We see commercials that are saying that Yi Leng Zhang is opening up the prison doors.
I hate those commercials.
I know, but Donald Trump would never agree with what Tommy Thompson said to Idea Fest a couple of weeks ago. I mean, he said there are good ideas from Democrats and good ideas from Republicans. Donald Trump doesn't say that. Every idea from a Democrat is a horrible idea. Donald Trump has a record, not just as president, not just since he got into public sphere as a candidate for president, going back to his days as a businessman in the 1970s. Donald Trump has a record. Has a record of talking about being a dictator on day one. He has a record that indicates that he has fascist tendencies. He has a record that indicates himself as a racist. He is a many times over convicted felon.
He has a plan called Project 2025, which will basically, you know, throw away the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, defund schools, basically so he can have more power in his hands. So basically, it's no longer a democracy. It's more of a
dictatorship.
Well, I was going to say tyranny.
Tyranny is a good
word,
too. That
works, too. Yeah.
But part of Project 2025 is not turning a state prison into a university. I'm certain of that. Yeah. Part of Project 2025 is not trying to in any way reduce sentences for those that are behind bars. So again, I don't, the Tommy Thompson that appeared at Ideas Fest a couple of weeks ago was different than the Tommy Thompson that got in front of a Donald Trump mega rally in Madison earlier this week.
So what happened? Just
so I don't know what the point is here.
Yeah.
How does Tommy Thompson says he is endorsing Donald Trump in order to try to help his own party work across the aisle? I don't see how that occurs. Again, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in the former governor that he would use his voice and his experience at this point of his life. He knows better. He knows better than this. But my theory that I think that he wants to be relevant in some way, and he thinks this is the best way to do it, and I think it's the wrong way to do it. The time is 9:29. We have an information update, and then Blake Bingston of DC Everest after that here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Last night, we had another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, and one of the student-athlete guests was from DC Everest senior Blake Bankston. As I said, he's having a great season for the Evergreens, a finalist, semifinalist for the top senior running back award. We started things off by asking about the expectations. Were the expectations this high this season for his team?
I mean, yeah, I definitely think we all knew we had talent to be as good as we are right now. And I mean, nothing really changed other than the what the coaches expected and the standard that we had. I mean, they just kind of expected a lot more out of us because of how our last season ended and what we did. And I mean, they really just pushed us to be the best we could all off season, and everyone was putting in the work together, which kind of like just helped us all bond as a team more, as brothers. And I mean, I feel like it's shown on the field now that we've been putting in the work together all summer long. So
how important is the off season for anybody who's not maybe part of a high school football team? It's not a case where you come in for the first day of practice in early August and then say, okay, we're going to put it together for, I think, about 2.5 weeks before the first game.
Yeah.
How important is the off season in terms of setting the tone both physically and also as a unit, group leadership in that like?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. This year we did add like a contact prep thing that was new this year, which has been huge, I think, preventing a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. So, I mean, everything that we do in the offseason translates. And, I mean, that's where all the work is put in, really. It's just a grind over the summer, coming in lifting 3 days a week and playing football 2 days a week. So, I mean, it's been fun. It's been long, but it's showing now. So
when you talk about injuries, I guess you got to have to go back to last season. And for the Bankston clan, I think it was pretty a tough season. And obviously, and I said to you, we had your brother on last season on this program, Caden, and unfortunately he got injured. And then you got injured as well. How frustrating was that? Because I imagine as brothers, you were looking forward to that, him being a senior last season, you being a big factor as well. You know, obviously play since you were a sophomore as well, but that being his last season, I had to be disappointing not to be out there as much as maybe you thought you would be.
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing when Caden went down. And I mean, I knew I had to step up a little more because going down a running back when we were like a two running back set team, we just kind of changed how we were running our offense, and I knew I had to step up into a bigger role. And then going into that homecoming game, it just kind of like right after that play, it kind of hit me, and it's like, dang, now we're both out, and we got to try and help the backups after me get in. So I mean, that was pretty disappointing, having Caden's senior season supposed to be his best season and then me go down 2 weeks later. So
again, we're talking to Blake Bankston of DC Everest, senior running back for the Evergreens, who are 5-1 overall, 4-0 in the WVC, getting set for a big one against Triple Falls coming up on Friday night. at this season. Again, I mentioned to you when you came in that you started off with a real tough non-conference game against Rice Lake, but since then, 5 wins in a row. What's been the key? What has been the key within this group that's allowed you not only to win these football games, but for the most part, be fairly dominant in these games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after week one, that kind of like got us on our horse and realized that, like, hey, we got to get going. I mean, Rice Lake is a very tough opponent, mm-hmm. and we were expecting them to be good, but we came out decent the first half, and we kind of got shut down in the second. And so ever since then, I mean, I feel like the guys have been like, okay, this is our season. We got to get this going. And, I mean, up front on our offense, it's been amazing to see with the past 2 years how much it's improved and how much work they're putting in, and they don't get as enough recognition as they deserve because, I mean, they're really doing it all up there for my run game and stuff.
Well, who are they? Because it's always good to give some shout-outs.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar Tondras on the left.
Who Chris, was on the show earlier this year?
Yeah, Chris Ferrario, a freshman, coming to play left guard this year. He's been amazing. He's going to be great coming up. And then Jake Higgins or Will playing center with Jake going down. Will stepping up was huge. And Carson Zesch at right guard and Ian Cole at right tackle.
Another key has to be the balance. You have a veteran quarterback, back with Logan George. I know he got knocked out last week. Is he okay?
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's fine. We were just being precautious.
Okay,
with him,
very good. But to have somebody with the experience that Logan has, the ability to be able to put up some pretty big numbers, the game that I saw in person a couple of weeks ago when he played Wausau West, to have Xavier Edwards come up with some big catches as well, the balance seems to be there. I imagine as a runner, that opens things up for you as well, having that pass game.
Yeah, it's really nice to have Logan take control of the offense when we have so many RPOs in our playbook where he can control the game, and they can't just try and stop the run because we've got two good wide receivers and two tight ends that can catch the ball. So, I mean, it's been great with this offense. I love the position we're in right now.
What was the injury you had last year?
I tore my MCL.
How was that then in terms of, you know, obviously you have to, you know, get back to 100%. How was that process, and were there any doubts going into this season coming off an injury?
I mean, not really. I kind of knew that the work I had to put in, because I'm a big wrestler too, so I wanted to make it back for my junior wrestling season. So right after I got the injury and they told me that I most likely wouldn't be back for the wrestling season, I was like, I'm going to make it back. So, I mean, I really just put my head down and recovered, and then as soon as I could, I started my physical therapy and did as much as I could, and I was able to make it back right before the big part of the season. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. And, I mean, coming into the football season, I know running and wrestling is a lot different, but, mm-hmm. I mean, it really hasn't bothered me at all, so it's been great.
We'll talk more about sports, but let's step away from sports. Obviously, as a multi-sport athlete, that keeps you very busy, but when you want to maybe get away from it, if you want to step away from the intensity of sports, is there anything you like to do?
I like to hang out with my friends a lot on the lake. Like this summer, we went up there like almost every weekend, just spending time on the water and with my family and stuff. But, I mean, I also like to lift a lot. I do CrossFit and stuff, so, I mean, that's all fun to me.
That's something else I've noticed when talking to a lot of the guys that participate in football or any other sport, that some of the things that we would consider work, you guys really love doing it. And I imagine that makes it a lot easier to be in the condition and to be able to reach the goals that you want to, because you do find it as fun and work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
When you are in school, do you have a favorite class?
It's hard to say. I mean, I'd probably say math. It's tough this year, but it's fun once you get the hang of it.
Well, the thing about math, and I've also noticed that, is that when you got these guys that are putting up big numbers, you got to be able to keep track of the big numbers. And you're knocking on a door of 1,000 yards rushing already so far this season. Are you hoping to continue to be involved in athletics in some way at the next level?
I hope so. I just got to finish the senior year off strong. And, I mean, hopefully I'll go somewhere and play at the next level.
Do you have any ideas in terms of when you get done with school and sports and everything else, what you'd like to do for as an adult? Or is that something that's still being developed?
It's still up in the air. I mean, I want to stay in the sports industry, I guess, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, like, whether that's like a personal or athletic trainer or something like that. Just something to stay in it. I like sports a lot, so that's something I want to keep doing.
Again, we're talking to Blake Bankston, senior for DC Everest, here on the Big High School Sports Show, brought to you by K5 Construction. Let's get back to sports here. Do you have a favorite rival? Whether it's in wrestling or in football, somebody that a team that you face off against that really gets the juices going and that you want to win, maybe even that little bit extra than anybody else.
I guess it's most likely probably West. It's always a fun week to play them, and when we win, it's nice. It's a good feeling. So
I have to admit, and again, I broadcast West, so obviously I see when Everest plays West, and I think it's on both sides there's that intensity. Also, I noticed when I looked at, I think it's like on the DC Everest either Instagram or something along those lines, they always ask the players like what's their favorite moment. I think almost everybody I read said last year beating Wausau West in like week 9 of the season. So and even just a couple weeks, we were talking about this, the atmosphere where you have a lot of folks are able to come over from Everest when it's over at Tom Field or over at Steam for Wausau West. There is an energy that can you feel that?
Field? For sure. Definitely. I mean, both student sections are talking back and forth, and you can kind of feel it on the field. And I mean, it gets you going for sure.
How important is the student section? I know they call it the forest over at DC Everest, and they had a really nice crowd over at Tom Field. I saw a couple of weeks ago. How important is having that support from your students, your friends that you see every day at school?
Yeah, I mean, for offense, it's kind of different because you don't want them too loud so you can't hear the snap count stuff. But it's definitely big for our defense because they 100% feed off the crowd and the sidelines energy. So on big downs, you got to get them going just so they can feel it, you know.
Does it feel like this season is going as quickly as it is? I mean, we're 6 games already into the season. You got 3 more. You're basically 2/3 of the way through the regular season. Then you're hoping for a nice long run in the postseason as well. But does it seem like it goes that quickly?
Oh, yeah, it's flying. I mean, I feel like just yesterday we just started summer training, so I mean, it's flying by.
As you look forward, let's talk about this week because we were talking that this is a major challenge. This is a Chippewa Falls team. That Big Rivers is very tough. I mean, everybody seems as though have some really great competition over in the western part of the state. And, of course, they beat Stevens Point to start off the season. That kind of set a goal right there that, you know, they're a very solid football team. As you've been preparing for this week's game, what has jumped out about Chi High that you guys have to be ready for this week?
I mean, they're a really tough team. They've got some good athletes on their team, and they play fast and physical. So, I mean, that's a – we've played some good competition, but I mean, this is definitely a step up, I'd say, and we got to be ready to fire on all cylinders. So,
how would you describe your coach, your new head coach, first year? Because the thing was, I had a chance to talk to him here right after he got hired as the head coach last spring. Came across really a nice guy. I really enjoyed talking to him. How would you describe him as a head coach? Because obviously, being the head man is different than what he was. He was obviously, as an offensive player, you were involved with him previously. What's he like?
I mean, I love him. I love how he coaches and his standard that he brings.
Coach Mitchell, I should say, because people, I always assume everybody knows everybody but Coach Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, I love him personally. I work with him a little bit. He's more of a quarterback, wide receiver coach, but he brought all over his plays, and he like develops our offense a lot, so I mean, I love everything he's been doing. He's a really down-to-earth guy. Like, you can have a conversation with him, and then when it's time to turn it on, he's really competitive. And I mean, I like that he likes to win. And I mean, our whole team wants to win, and that's what he's bringing is wins. So it's nice to have.
I try not to say it out loud very much when I'm over at West, but I actually did go to DC Everest many a year ago. And during that era, there was a lot of winning. There were some of those championships that are listed on the wall. I was actually going to school then. Does tradition mean anything at DC Everest now? It's been quite a while as I get very old and looking at it. But does that winning tradition, when you go out onto the field, when you see, you know, Stephen Hagen Field, legendary head coach, when you see those championship balls near the scoreboard, does that still mean something at DC Everest?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're definitely trying to bring that tradition back. And we do like a motivation every week on Thursday before our games. And we just had 3 coaches from that era come in. And I mean, that definitely got our team fired up. And we're ready to bring some championships back to DC Everest. And this is just the start with Coach Mitchell. So it's going to be fun to see.
A year ago in the Level 1 playoffs, you went to Neenah, and it was not a good night.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And for the Evergreens, do you think this team took something away from that?
Definitely.
That you're going to try to use it when you get to the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, for sure. we can get to the playoffs. We already got it clinched, but that's not our goal, is to make it to the playoffs. We definitely want to make a run this year, and that's our goal, is we're gonna keep winning. So
is seeding important?
Oh yeah, definitely. We want a home game for sure. So we gotta keep the role that we're on. We can't stop, because home game is completely different than going to play somewhere else. So.
That said, you got a couple of, again, not just Chi High, you got Stevens Point coming up as well. I know that it's always about this week, but with the conference still out there, what do you think about Stevens Point? How do you look at that game coming up? Because actually last season, you guys went over there and it was a game that went right down to the wire.
Yep.
That really kind of turned the conference championship on its head for Stevens Point. As you look for that and a potential conference championship, what do you think of Stevens Point?
Yeah, they're going to be a tough team. I mean, we know they got some stud players over there, and that's where Coach Mitchell came from. So it's we definitely got a little rivalry with them. But yeah, we're taking it 1 week at a time, but we're definitely looking forward to that game. We're ready to get our revenge on them, I guess. Yeah.
We always wrap up our discussions with our student athletes asking a question, especially for a senior, because you've gone through it. And for you yourself, I mean, you were a varsity player as a sophomore and a junior, now as a senior as well. Based on what you've learned, both in terms of football and wrestling and everything you've done at DC Everest, for a younger student athlete that's just coming in, whether it's a freshman or a sophomore, starting their journey that ultimately leads to their graduation, what piece of advice would you give to that young person that's just starting, based on what you've learned?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, nothing's going to come easy. You know, you're going to have to put your head down and grind no matter what, whether you're a starter or you're on the practice squad or whatever. You're going to have to grind to get to where you want to be. So, I mean, if you're not seeing the results right away, you just got to keep working, and eventually they'll come.
We'll be right back here on WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the third day of October of 2024. It is day number 277 of this year. There are 89 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1789, George Washington proclaimed the first Thanksgiving Day. On this date in 1863, Thanksgiving Day was declared as the fourth Thursday in November by President Abraham Lincoln. On this date in 1960, one of my all-time favorite television shows, The Andy Griffith Show, premiered on CBS. It lasted 8 seasons and continues in reruns today.
Great show.
On this date in 2003, Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy was in critical condition following a tiger attack during a performance of the tiger. A 7-year-old male named Montecore was debuting in his first show. On this date in 2014, when a man's defense lawyer stopped in at a Washington State jail to visit his client, it was discovered the inmate was missing. His escape had gone undetected for 2 days. On this date in 2018, according to a study in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care, 259 people have died taking selfies since 2011. And on this date in 2021, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady became the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yardage, passing Brett Favre. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Chubby Checker, the man behind the twist, is 83 years old today. Lindsey Buckingham, longtime guitarist, singer, writer of Fleetwood Mac, 75 years old today. Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, 62. Gwen Stefani of No Doubt turning 55 years old today. Actor Neve Campbell is 51. Actor Lena Headey of Game of Thrones is 51 years old today. Tessa Thompson of Creed, also Valkyrie in Marvel movies, and Westworld is 41 years old today. Noah Schnapp of Stranger Things is 20 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Rosh Hashanah. I think I got that right. Rosh Hashanah.
I've heard of that.
It's a Jewish holiday, I believe. It is Bring Your Bible to School Day. I think that there should be a line between church and state. That's just me. I mean, if you're going to a private religious school, obviously, but I don't know.
That's true.
It is Global Smoothie Day. It is Look at the Leaves Day. It is Mean Girls Appreciation Day.
Well, I don't know about that one.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can appreciate the movie and the musical, but actual Mean Girls, I don't know if you want to appreciate them.
Maybe not appreciate the behavior in real life.
It is Boyfriend Day for all the good girls. Boyfriend Day. It is Caramel Custard Day.
That sounds good.
It is Family TV Show Day. It is Poetry Day. It is Soft Taco Day. It is Techies Day. And Virus Appreciation Day. I don't get this. Appreciating viruses? I don't
know. Well, I guess if it's an antivirus.
I don't know, thing, but Virus Appreciation Day.
No,
weird, weird, weird. All right.
Here we go.
Get to our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Again, every day we wrap things up by giving Ian a quiz based on the number for the day. I give him three choices based on the math. He should get one out of three right. That's 33%. So if he's above 33%, it's a passing week. If he's below 33%, it's a failing week. So far this week, he is one out of three. So he's exactly 33%. And that means he's got to get at least one of the final two right to have a passing week. And he's got to get at least two out of two right in order to have a winning week, because
absolutely,
we say a winning week is where do you have more right than wrong, and right now he's had one right and two wrong. So
it's about O.J. Simpson.
O.J. So the juice. But on this date, October the 3rd of 1995, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ronald Goldman. A lot of people were watching TV news coverage of the verdict.
Okay.
How many people were watching the verdict of O.J. Simpson in this criminal trial?
Ooh.
Is the correct number 87 million? Whew. Is the correct answer 107 million? Is the correct answer 127 million people? So 87 million people, 107 million people, 127 million people. How many people were watching TV news coverage of the verdict in the criminal trial of O.J. Simpson on this date, October the 3rd of 1995?
It's a lot of people either way, but going with my gut here, I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with 127 because, you know, the O.J. trial was big. So I'm going to say C is my final answer.
The correct answer is 107 million
people. It was the middle number again.
Well, you are going to have some pressure tomorrow.
I have a lot of pressure.
Tomorrow. It is going to be the day. Can he get it right? Well, enjoy the rest of your day. We will be ready for tomorrow then.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a good day.
And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 till 10, here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.